Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Ben is on the line. Ben, you got in touch. Why?
I did indeed, yeah. I want to highlight something that I just don't hear being talked about. I hear about creche. Yesterday you're talking about co-ed schools. My son hasn't got a school. He's been out of school for 8 months. And everyone I speak to, we're working with the educational welfare officer. Apparently, all the places are full everywhere.
He's in secondary school. Okay, just bring us back. Tell us a little bit about your son. Why is he not in school for the last 8 months?
Okay, we lived in a Fife for the last 15 years, and we moved to Nace recently. About 8 months ago, we moved in. I actually started applying for schools about a year ago. Since we've got here, everywhere in the surrounding area has told us, we've been told there's waiting lists of up to 200 people on one of the schools. There's waiting lists of 200 people. Every single school I apply to, I just get an email saying I'm put on a waiting list for every single one.
For primary and or secondary, Ben?
Secondary. He's 14.
He's 14, sorry.
He's going to have to repeat his second year now because he hasn't got a school. He hasn't had a school. And Tussler has known about this as well. We've been working with the educational welfare officer. And she's telling me there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. There's no school places.
So he's on a waiting list for 8 months to get into... you're saying... there's about 200. Did I take you up right on this waiting list?
I was told by one school there's 200 people on the waiting list by one of the schools in Nace.
And in the meantime, can he not continue in the school he was in?
No, he was in a Fife college and he loved it there. But... it's just too much of a stretch. I tried keeping him there for as long as I could, and I was living in someone else's house for a while and trying to get him to school while we were waiting for a transfer. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So he's still out of school, basically. So eventually, I was working here. So we moved down to Nace, where our new house was. And, he still hasn't got any schools. And the educational welfare officer is telling me there's no school places anywhere in the surrounding area. We even tried Newbridge, and they're telling us the same thing. I tried a school in Castle Dermot. They said the same thing, put on a waiting list. So you can't even challenge a decision because there's no decision. It's just, you're just told to put on a waiting list.
Because how far, Ben, is a Thigh from Nace?
It'll be a 45-minute drive. But with traffic in Nace, you'd never get a child to school and then get a shift working because the traffic's so bad. So, dropping him to school isn't an option either. He needs to be able to get from home to a school and back on his own, because I live on my own. I'm a single parent. Even travelling back, we can't travel back to the site. We tried everything. And, we're just told there's no school places. And we've recently got a tutor, the EWO, the Educational Welfare Officer. We got a tutor. After 8 months, we've got a tutor who does 9 hours a week with him. And she said the same thing. She's never been so busy. She said there's kids everywhere, and there's loads of people in the same position as well, apparently.
Well, if you're telling me there's 200 people on a waiting list
That's what they told me.
So he's missed the entire academic term so
he's
far
playing
from
football on the streets on his own, watching YouTube videos when he should be at school with his friends, making friends. He's in a new area. He hasn't got any friends. He left all his old friends in a Thigh. So he's just sat around the house all day, every day, when he should be at school. And he's like an Irish citizen. He should be entitled legally to an education. And he's been out of school now for 8 months.
And there's
nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
I've been trying and trying. That's why I'm on the phone to you.
Yeah. Last resort territory, Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, well, I knew when I got got your message yesterday, I was interested to talk to you to see what's the story here. Because so when you told your son that many reasons you were moving from Mathai to Nace and for work and different reasons, and then when you realised, I suppose, 8 months ago that you could, there wasn't a space in a secondary school there, and you couldn't get him into one in the surrounding areas. Like how did he react to that?
Well, he just puts up with it, I think kids are more resilient in some ways. He just sort of takes it on the chin. there's nothing, I told him, there's nothing we can do. You know, I'll try to get him into football clubs, youth groups, whatever I can to keep him occupied. But, yeah, he's just like, I'm just told there's nothing I can do, basically. I don't actually, the staff in Tuzla, I don't envy them. All the teachers, we have a tutor around now, Cara, she's lovely. And she said the same thing, that it's just, they're just blocked out with work. They haven't got enough staff. We first applied for a tutor about 6 months ago, and we were told that there's no tutors available, there's no staff.
So how long did you wait to get the tutor?
It's been probably about 6 months, I'd say, since we first applied to when we have now, yeah.
So there was sort of a 2 month layover nearly, really, and then
Yeah, and that's only 9 hours a week. He's only getting nine hours a week.
It's really only it's a day of school, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. And I'm sure he's, in as much, Ben, as we all, give out and didn't like school and probably hated school when you were there, it's still the social and interacting with people. And I'm sure he's disappointed, but I'm sure he's fed up.
Well, he doesn't know what he's missing for the most part. But I'm going round now. Last week, I'm handing in hard copies of everything. I need 2 copies of ID, birth certificates, all this sort of stuff, proof of address, application forms. I've got a mountain of paperwork here to go through. And I'm going around to every school, handing in each one individually and getting copies of everything. Again, I've already done this once. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just sick to the teeth of it by this stage, It's just the same thing, same response over and over again. And I even asked them, and they told me, they can't tell me for sure, if he can have a place for 23-24. I was hoping to get him a transfer for the second year. Now he might have to repeat his second year. And we just take what we can get. We can't even take our fourth place because there's not a fourth place. We can't take anything. There's nothing available.
I'm sure anywhere. At this stage, if any school in the surrounding area of Nace was listening to you today, Ben, and got in touch, sure, you'd probably take any school.
We have to. We haven't got a choice. We're even considering a Gael school, and his Irish is terrible, but that's how bad it's got because we just, they're lovely this afternoon. I've spoken to them, they're lovely, and I'd love him to go there, but his Irish isn't strong enough. So we've got to rule that one out as well. But it's just like, it's just tiresome, you know.
I've a text from another listener who says, my son, I'm listening to Ben, and my own son is starting first year in September. We got a letter from one school to say that he was number 252 on the waiting list to get in.
There you go. And there must be other people in the same situation sitting at home. Now, I'm hearing about all sorts of stuff about education on the radio. And funding and childcare and creches and all this sort of stuff. My son, he's 14. His brain needs to grow. He needs an education. He needs to learn, you know. He's a smart kid. He's not a bad kid. He hasn't done anything wrong. It's not like he's been expelled or anything like that. He's a good kid. But they're just telling me there's no school places, you know. And he needs to be out there. He needs to be learning and being with his friends. Like the buzz. When you go into a school, there's a buzz, you know. You can feel the atmosphere and... coming up summer, stuff like that.
Structure and, all that goes with that. And there's only so much of the homeschooling, that you can do or that he can do himself in terms of self-learning. Sure, he's 14 years of age, like.
Yeah, and he's watching YouTube videos. And some of them are quite educational. He's interested in learning, you know. But like I say, he loves football as well. He's nothing he loves more than being out playing football. And he's not even given the chance to make friends and walking home with his friends and just all the basic stuff that you have at school. He hasn't had that for 8 months. And Tuzla have known about this. If a child stayed off school, we'd get a letter after 20 days saying that he hasn't been in school. He's been off 8 months and they've known about it and they still haven't got him a school place. And they're a child protection agency and he's still not got a school. You know, after 8 months.
And what sort of a response are you getting when you mentioned the education, the welfare officer or Tuzla? You're obviously in, I'm sure, constant contact with them.
Yes. Well, I've got a new one and she's very good. Like, honestly, she does her best.
But Tuzla are doing what they can, I take it.
Yes. I don't criticise the staff at all because they've got a horrible job. You know, if there's no places and they've got parents screaming at them looking for their kids' places, I was told to stop contacting them because there's nothing they can do. So what am I supposed to do?
We'd certainly reach out to them for you. I mean, I don't know what, if anything, that might do, but I'm quite happy to put in the request and ask the question for you. What's the upshot of this? Because, look, I don't want to pry too much, Ben, about your personal circumstances, but you've moved from Mathai to Naas, and I know the housing and rental situation would be difficult and available of housing. So you've moved to Naas, and that's where you are. So will you stay there?
Yes, this is our home now. We're settled in Naas. We got a council house in Naas. There was nowhere to rent in Mathai anywhere because of the housing crisis. There was literally no houses to rent anywhere in Mathai. If you Googled in rent, nothing came up. So we applied for a council house. I was already on the list for a while. I went through a divorce and the ups and downs of it. And I have custody of the kids and I live with the kids in Naas. And we've got a council house in Naas. So, this is where we are. It's our permanent home now. My daughter, Amber, she's 18, and Gray is 40.
Okay.
So, just trying to get the little fella a house, you know, a house, a school.
Yeah, no, look, it's tough. It's no doubt about it, Ben. And you know, a number of listeners getting in touch with us here. One in particular now just asking about homeschooling and is that something you do? The reason they're asking
I looked into it. There's no funding for it, you see.
Okay.
I would need to find funding from elsewhere for homeschooling. I looked into that. There's nothing. Another thing is, like, I need to be able to work as well because there's no funding for a parent staying at home with their kids, if you know what I mean. So, that makes life awkward as well.
Okay. No, it's just the listener here making the point that they homeschool their children and might be in a position to offer some advice or help around that. I'm quite happy to put you in touch maybe with that listener.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
If you feel cool. It might help in some way. Ben, thank you for getting in touch and sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you for listening.
Not at all.
Hope someone else in the same position can... get in contact or whatever, you know. I hope we can relate to someone.
Well, do look, if we hear anything back, we'll certainly be in touch with you and vice versa. If you get any update, absolutely drop us another email. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com as always. If you want to get in touch or get in contact or share your story or your experience with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.